Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. They have the perfect lens for you. Today's guest is former Giants All-Star first baseman Will Clark. Well, I want to talk to you about some of the young power hitters on this team that have been kind of bouncing back and forth between AAA and the major leagues, and that's Mack Williamson and Jarrett Parker. What are your thoughts about them so far? How do they guard against putting too much pressure on themselves while they're getting a shot?
You know, that's the balance that you try to live with. You know, Mack is a right-handed hitter. Jared's a left-handed hitter. And, you know, both of them have put up pretty decent numbers down in the minor leagues. And they're the future of the power in this organization. So, you know, what you try to do is you try to give them as much instruction as possible. The difference in between the minor leagues and the major leagues, you know, what you look for up here, why you look for it, what sequences you look for it, that kind of thing. And you try to give them as much expertise as possible so that, you know, it simplifies their job when they go up to home plate.
Well, each guy got some confidence. I mean, you look at Mack Williamson, he was tearing it up in spring training. I'm sure that gave him a lot of confidence coming into the season. Jarrett Parker, he had that 3-home run game last year against the A's. So they definitely had confidence. But when you get knocked back a little bit at this level, how hard is it?
You know what? It's tough. But also at the same time, both of those kids know, you know, how this organization runs. And they know, you know, who's signed and who's signed for how long and who's playing what position. The beauty of it right now for both of them is the fact that we got some injuries and they're getting some playing time. So, you know, now that you're getting some playing time, it's time to put into use what you've been taught. And, you know, Bruce Bochy's looking for, you know, anything that can help his offense right now. And so, you know, if he's seeing a Jarrett Parker or a Mack Williamson who's having a good run of things, he's going to stick with them. And so, you know, it's good for both of these kids to get a little exposure.
How challenging is it to have the consistency? Because, you know, we saw Mack Williamson at a home run against David Price. You go, wow. You know, Jarrett Parker, he's hit some big home runs, but Parker's been striking out a lot. Williamson doesn't have a high batting average either. So how do they get that consistency?
You know, and that's what we work on. You know, when you come up here at a major league level, it's all about making contact. And when you start making solid contact and you start making solid contact on a very consistent basis, you're going to get your hits. And, you know, both of those guys right now are having some problems with that. But they're dealing with it, you know, so that's a good thing. They're trying to learn from it. Both of the kids were out here today early for early batting practice, getting some extra work in to work on exactly what, you know, Hensley Mullins is teaching them. And so, you know, they're putting their time in, and hopefully it translates into a lot of hits and homers out on the field and Giant wins.
More with Will Clark in just a moment. Hey, Giants fans, whether you are taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again, whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall. Your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. Contact them at www.lookingglassphoto.com. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with former Giants first baseman Will Clark. You know, when you were playing, they had some shifts on you, but not like what they have now. I mean, they have amazing shifts on batters, like a Brandon Belt. I mean, he could bunt maybe half the time for a base hit on the third base line. But what do you think of these shifts? How do you work around that, especially mentally?
I've told a lot of people, if you can hit a ground ball a shortstop, that beats the shift. And, that's why a guy like myself, you couldn't put a shift on me because I could hit the ball left field, I could hit the ball right field, and, on the ground or in the air. And so, the guys who had the shifts put on them, they hit ground balls to one side of the field and fly balls to the other side of the field, that kind of thing. And so when you become one-dimensional like that, you're going to be defensed even better. And, a perfect example is Brandon Belt. Most of his ground balls are to the right side. They're not to the left side. And if he starts hitting a few ground balls to the left side, they're not going to shift, and his batting average is going to go up.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that you had maybe a little shift on you from time to time. No, never. I mean, you pretty much are playing you straight away. So, I mean, in that case, you never were aiming towards one side of the field.
Oh, yes, I was. You bet your butt I was. It depended on which way the wind was blowing at Candlestick. Right. So, I mean, when you're a major league player, all right, and especially a guy who's in the middle of the lineup, a guy who hits 300, you can hit any pitch that's thrown. I mean, that's just flat out, plain and simple. I can hit breaking balls, knuckleballs, changeups, and I can hit them anywhere on the field. And, my job after that is just getting the pitch I want to hit and getting the job done. And so, when you start getting to that level of expertise, it's hard to put a shift on somebody. If you're not to that level of expertise, then the shifts come into play.
How about going back to your first year versus second year? I'm thinking about Matt Duffy. He had a lot of success last year. Now they're making an adjustment on him. They're probably pitching him different. A lot of teams know he can hit it the opposite way, so maybe they're working on him inside. How do you make those adjustments? Are they daily?
It's a daily thing, and it's pitch by pitch sometimes. But, the one thing about Matt Duffy, and this is why I don't look too much into it, when you watch a game every day, day in, day out, when guys are hitting the ball hard and then just not having any luck. And for that matter, Busty Posey's doing the same thing. These guys are getting three or four quality at-bats a game. They're hitting the ball right on the screws three or four times, and they have one hit to show for it, So when I start seeing that out of, very good hitters, guys who have done it before in the past, it's only a matter of time before they get red hot and the hits start falling in bunches.
When you're one of the guys in the middle of the lineup and one of your compadres is out, like Hunter Pence, how do you, guard against trying to do too much yourself? Hunter Pence isn't going to be around for a long time, and even Angel Pagan was out for a little while. How do you go about your business as a team, where you're trying to do a little more, but you don't want to try to do too much?
Well, your job is become the kind of player that you are. And if you try to do more than what you're capable of doing, you take yourself out of your ball game. And, if you just stay in your lane, do what you do and do it extremely well, then, you're going to better the team. And, a guy like Hunter Pence is down right now, but it's giving guys like Jared Parker and Matt Williamson a chance to shine. And so you have to have confidence in the players that you're putting in there that they're going to do the job. And if not, guess what? We're going to have to make it do without them.
We'll have more with Will the Thrill right after this. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common, or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com. One of the new rules this year is the slide into second base, and you were a hard-nosed player. In fact, I recently saw a video of you in a slide that you made against the Cardinals, and it ended up being a big brawl. Yep. But you went in hard. It was your job to break up that double play. What do you think about the new rule now? How does a player even go in there to break up a double play?
You know what? The way that they're putting the rules in baseball now, they're taking all the contact out of the sport, and they're babyfying the sport. It really is. It's really bad to see, not only from a sliding into second base, but also sliding into home plate. I mean, You know, I understand what the salaries these guys are making. They got to protect the players and all that. But they've really babyfied the sport, and I don't think it's good for the sport at all.
Well, it's got to be tough, too. The guys who are in the major leagues right now, they were brought up to slide in hard to second. All of a sudden, you're changing the mindset. Can you imagine if that happened to you? You were taught to go in hard to break up a double play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays, I mean, if you're not anywhere, like, right on top of the bag, it's an automatic double play. And, you know, that if you're not allowed to at least make a little contact and disrupt the double play, well, what's the reason in me running down here to second base then, you know? So, like I said, they've really taken some of the strategy and some of the aggressiveness out of the game.
But at the same time, you still see batters get hit by pitches, and then there's disagreement about that. It's kind of hard to get back at the other team, you know, when you can't slide hard in the second.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and that's where that fight ensued from, you know, St. Louis, because, you know, we had an issue the day before. So, you know, you're not able to get back and get even as much as possible. But it still happens here and there.
Before I let you go, one of the things that I always admired about you when it became crunch time, you just seemed so relaxed up there, you know, and calm. And I think about that when I'm watching, you know, the NBA playoffs, I'm watching the Warriors. What goes into that? I mean, is that just something that's natural? Is it something that you taught yourself to be like that?
You know, a lot of it's natural, but then also of it is being in that situation quite a bit. You know, if you're in the middle of the order and, you know, you're expected to drive into tough runs, you know, and you get in that situation quite a bit, you're able to deal with it. And same thing with the guys in the Warriors. You know, if you're the guy that's supposed to make that three-pointer and, you know, you shoot it, you're expecting it to go in. And, you know, the more you're in that situation, the better you get at it, the more confidence you have in it, and the more under control you are. And, you know, you're seeing that with the Warriors, and you see that in baseball on an everyday basis, especially with the guys in the middle of the lineup.
So the guys who have had the postseason experience kind of helps them all the time, doesn't it? Because they've been through the wars that way.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, not only from the postseason experience, because, you know, that's when the lights shine the brightest, but then, you know, you take that experience into doing it on an everyday basis and you get more practice in it.
Will, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
All right, Joe, take care.
That's former Giant Will Clark. Coming up on Monday, we'll chat with our regular guest, John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.